the Defense Department and industry. They are butting heads over proposed new rules for independent research and development. DoD wants companies to give more information on their projects before the government will reimburse them. Judging from a town hall meeting on that rule earlier this month, industry seems reluctant to give in. We get more now from Federal News Radio, Scott Massioni.
The Defense Department's proposing new rules that will change the way industry applies for independent research and development funds. If you're not familiar, Independent Research and Development, or IRAD, is an incentive structure for defense companies to perform research on items of interest to DoD. DoD reimburses those companies for IRAD money spent on contracts. Here's John Etherton of Etherton Associates to explain.
All companies do independent research and development, whether they work as government contractors or whether they're in the private sector. It's a way for things that can't be assigned to a specific contract or a project. It sort of provides for a level of activity that results in innovation, frankly. And it's reimbursed in different ways. I think every time you buy a commercial product, part of the price you pay is the independent research and development that's in there that the companies are then using to develop new products, and it's a similar thing for the government side. There is a process that's laid out in the law that basically provides for independence on the company side for doing the, you know, picking the types of things that they, based on their strategic planning, their forecasting, whatever, that they think will be useful in the future. But there also is an allowability test on the government side that the activity has to support in some way a Department of Defense interest or something like that. So it's sort of a twofold process.
But DoD wants to add a few more hurdles for industry to jump through to make sure IRAD funds are being spent the way industry claims they are. DoD wants industry to communicate new IRAD efforts to DoD personnel before they take on those projects. DoD also wants the results of those investments. Industry would also be required to detail the nature and value of IRAD projects used to fulfill a DoD contract. Even though the changes may sound small, industry made a big fuss about the possible change during a town hall meeting this month. A representative from Raytheon said the rule conflicted with the tenets of DoD's better buying power reforms because it added more regulations that would disincentivize innovation for contractors. But government isn't totally convinced. These new IRAD rules aren't just coming out of the blue. They're coming from concerns that industry has been gaming the IRAD system. The reason DoD gives these companies money for research is because DoD's needs are specialized. Here's Defense Undersecretary for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics Frank Kendall back in November to explain.
The defense industry and the defense marketplace is very different than the commercial marketplace. Most customers don't pay you for R&D. In the commercial world, they don't. The government does. We do that because the investments required are very large and they're very long-term before you get a return. We buy, in many cases, very specialized, very complicated, very expensive products that take a long time to develop. And we buy them in an environment in which the assurance that there's going to be sales is kind of limited sometimes, where it's a very political environment. Every program doesn't make it to the market. So we pay for R&D. So a lot of our total R&D budget in the department is about $65 billion. We spend about $11 or $10 billion of that on science and technology.
In a written response to inquiries by Federal News Radio, Pentagon spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Eric Badger said the contractors are able to reduce their proposed prices if their solution to the problem benefits from future use of IRAD. Badger said the practice introduced technical uncertainty and technical risks that are not accounted for in a specific bid. That problem is exacerbated when IRAD has been used to win contracts that have near-term delivery requirements. So basically, government is worried that industry is taking advantage of IRAD funds to make it look like their prices are lower in a contract bid. The department's solution is to get more information from the companies to make sure everything checks out. Badger says the proposed rule would provide for a standard method of source selection evaluations. That way, government can consider proposed costs for the contract and then which costs can be charged to IRAD. But during the town hall, industry basically said, "Prove to us that companies are gaming the system." And that's a little bit tougher than it sounds. Badger says DoD administrative contracting officers and auditors determine whether an IRAD cost is allowable based on its interest to DoD. It maintains the independence of the fund, but it doesn't present any overarching data. Here's Etherton again.
You may have a situation where anecdotes have sort of worked their way into becoming data. And I think that's really one of the questions. I think as everybody indicated here, especially from the audience, I think that the real issue is let's really be very careful and very clear about defining what the problem is. And then we can, you know, based on whatever information we know, and then there can be a real discussion about, well, if we all agree that this is a problem, then how do we come up with solutions? It may be something very different than what was suggested in the advance notice of proposed rulemaking.
While there might not be a complete set of data, some people who have worked in the business for a long time say they're seeing these abuses happen. Sabutra Ghoshroy is a former senior defense analyst at the Government Accountability Office.
Seems to me that what goes in the name of research, that means efforts that would generate scientific knowledge that could then be disseminated amongst general public, including companies that are developing these, doing this research. That part of the RDT&E budget, which is roughly $80 billion, is relatively small. And the rest, $60, $70 billion, is all sort of development and advanced development testing, et cetera. And that doesn't create, in my opinion, a whole lot of knowledge that can really spur innovation and scientific research. It is an area where the corporations tend to make a lot more money by building prototypes, and often they don't go anywhere.
Ghoshroy also wrote in a 2011 article that congressional military committees have abused the R&D budget to channel money to contractors in their district. DoD says the key challenge it identified in talking to industry is communication. Industry wants more information about DoD investment priorities to help them plan, and DoD's planning is hampered by limited insight into industry's IRAD projects. So they're caught in a bit of a catch-22. So as for now, DoD's awaiting public comments on the two rules, and the comment process will end in April. Until then, they'll just have to wait to settle their differences. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.